what's going to go out with the Wagwagon. Tanya Dahaskigo, then on Zewa Dahusa Dache, Ungahua, and Hadiwa Nodus, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oska Dewa Nyawa Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And it is 6 o'clock right here at CFRC 101.9 FM. And we're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Ani, Nichikimai, Doug Farquhar, Dijnikon, as Minwa, Sean Story, as Na Minwa, and Shnabi Nawewin. And here we go, Aboriginal Voices, Sean, on this rainy Tuesday evening, and it's 16 degrees Celsius outside our studio. It's getting colder.
Getting colder, yes.
Last few days in the
20s. But it still felt quite warm out there.
Yeah, and that's what's throwing me off. The temperature gauge hanging outside the window here at right here on Queen's campus.
Right here at Mission Control.
If you had a stone and a huge slingshot, you could hit Lake Ontario. That's
how
close
we are. How about a huge stone?
No, a little one.
We want one of those trebuchet deals.
Oh, we could do it that way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
That's part of your engineering group.
Let's get those guys in to build us one of them.
I'd rather have a rocket.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Can you build us a rocket with a stone on top?
Or a place for a stone.
That's a payload.
One stone. That's a measurement, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
I know. That's why you said it.
Definitely, that's the reason.
Okay. Now, I wanted to thank our shadows last week who were here.
Isabel and Harper.
Yes. And they made it a lot of fun, and the 2 hours went by so quickly. And I think the time, I don't know about you, but the moment that I realized we're having fun, you and I, was when they interviewed each other.
Yeah, it was
great.
They
just took over.
It was like, fine.
There we go. Yeah, they're going to be fine programmers.
Continue.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to mention it to you now because you asked me about this. You read one of these cards that I have.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I got to.
Last week. No, well, this came to me through a package that I received from going on a hike on the before the 30th of September. But it was the reconciliation hike out of the Conservation Authority.
Wait a minute, there's a reconciliation hike?
Yeah, it was great. They've done it for a number of years, 6-7 years now. But but what they do have, which is really great, is that they hooked up with the Kingston Public Library to, you know, try and promote people going to the library to continue reading to themselves or to their children or grandchildren or anything like that. So I brought the cards back because these books that we saw here kind of sparked me to go online
buy these books?
No, to look it up at the library.
Why?
So I looked up a few of the books.
Which ones?
Marie Sinclair's book. That's the first one you have there.
Mm-hmm.
And but also I was looking to see what other books they have that are of artists. Or Negan Sinclair wrote a nice book. Wab Kanu wrote a good book. You know, are those books included? I didn't see them there. So what I did was I went over to the there's a small library in Storrington Township. And I went over to see if I could get one of the kids' books and one of the other books, the adult books. And I ended up coming out with 4 books. Not bad, eh?
Not bad, Doug.
But I thought, you know, some of the books are for kids, young children, which is good. But I ended up getting a book from out west, from Fort McKay. That's up in the right in the center of the tar sands.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And the fellow was doing his family research on the people and the movement of people in that area that he's related to. And so he wanted to know what was the impact of all the changes to the landscape. And so that's what he was doing in his book. I'm about, 40% through the book right now. And because it's telling stories about the family, I thought, okay, good. But I was wondering, what book would you pick off that list?
Let me see. Is there another side to this?
No.
Oh. All right. Out of all of them, I would likely check out that Murray Sinclair book, I think. Mm. Or there's one here, but I don't know what it... Actually, I don't know what it says.
Hmm.
It looks like the two-row wampum on there. It's called... the page is a little small.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
so I took a picture of it so I could zoom in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a Q. Dagaho Day.
Mm-hmm.
It says, reflecting on our journey, and that's all about all it says. Oh, it might be on the back there. Let me look at the back.
There you go.
No, the only thing that isn't on here.
What? But they're so the idea is the book is about reflecting on our journey.
Sorry,
and it's
here
a
it
wampum.
Is. Gaho Norman Jacobs Cayuga and circles of it doesn't really tell me anything about what the book is about,
but at least that's you got the title and then you can go and ask about
gonna do that.
Okay, I'm gonna
go to the internet.
Well, here, before you go and do that,
internet worth more than the piece of paper here.
Here's the book that I got, and when I was at the library, this is the one I went for, called Treaty Words for As Long as the River Flows.
Oh, yeah.
And it's written by Anime Craft. And
Anime Craft?
Yeah. And so I thought, okay, who is this person? And I asked who is this person. I don't know who she is, but I read the book anyway. I sat in the sunshine the other day on my patio reading the book. But in the back, of course, probably should have started there. There's information about her, but then I looked it up on online, and I found out about her. She's an Anishinaabe lawyer. And from Treaty One territory in Manitoba. Mm-hmm. And she's also an associate professor at the Faculty of Common Law at the University of Ottawa.
Nice.
And a leading researcher on Indigenous laws, treaties, and water. Oh, and I had fun reading this book, and I thought, oh, boy, this is one we could use for storytelling. We could use to talk about the science that's observed as people are sitting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really interesting too, because the artist is Luke Swenson, and Luke's artwork is it reminded me of an artist from out west, and I wasn't quite sure where Luke was from, but the artist was we talked about him before, Alan Sapp. Remember the artwork that... No, that's many. That's probably...
Of who?
Alan Sapp. He lived and did his work from early 1930s through to 2000s. But anyway, just the artwork reminded of him. Soft colors, prairie. And it reminded me that I had to look up prairies. Yeah.
I'm going to say that Alan Sapp is a proper artist.
Ooh. Okay.
I don't know if that's the right term or not. A realist art? No, mm-hmm. It wouldn't be realism.
No, he painted sort of life yeah, as he no, saw it.
It's really nice stuff, but it isn't what would be considered traditional indigenous art.
No, that's right.
That's what I'm trying to get at, mm-hmm. is that it's a very good. I'm looking at it right now and thinking I would like this one right here.
Yes. Wow.
I don't even know what it's called, but look at it. There is it's a wintry scene. There's a off to one left side, a log cabin. I'm going to go out on a limb mm-hmm. and say this is where he grew up, possibly. Let's see, how old is he? 1935, so yeah, from Saskatchewan, so a good chance that that's how things started out for him. And there's a horse, it's called Escoyo, coming from sowing. I don't know, maybe grandmother coming from snowing or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know. It's 48 by 72. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Hopefully they have a print. But there is this incredibly orange, mm-hmm. yellowy sky with clouds. And there's horses and a sled. Horse sled. I think this would be a
like a
log
yep.
sled.
Yeah,
for firewood and whatnot. Anyways, that's not who's on there. There's a kid on this one, and I like it. Mm-hmm. I like this one. Let me look at some of his other stuff. Anyways, this one sold in 2016 for $21,060. Mm. This one, not so much. Not really interested in chopping the last tree. Or this one. Cutting oats. No. This one here. This ain't the same one.
You know, no, it's not different. The same. It looks like part of the same spot, but...
Yeah.
The ones you're picking are my favorite time of the year.
Yeah, no, and then there's this one here, and there's there are a bunch of kids on a frozen lake, and they're playing hockey. It's a squared-off rink, and they're playing hockey. And there are some bystanders. Bystanders? Audience?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, people looking in, adults. And that one's nice, too. It's nice, too. But I'm really glad that they put this on their art page. And this is actually not a part of... this is not that not his website or a website about him. It's an art auction website.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, I know that at the Art Gallery, National Art Gallery, the one in Ottawa, has a whole section on Alan Sapp.
It doesn't? Yeah, I would be interested to go and see that again.
Yeah.
I am not a... I know what I like, mm-hmm. and I like this particular one.
I really like the fact that you love the ones you picked. All the ones you picked, and you say, I really like these, are snow.
Yeah.
Isn't that odd?
It is interesting.
Yeah.
But you look at this one, and he has created the sleigh marks, the sleigh trail.
Mm-hmm.
And in the on the side, you see where it went around that... cabin. Anyways, I tell you that to tell you this is that the snow undisturbed is creating shadow on the trail, the mark, the the trail, and it looks as realistic as one could be with.
Yeah, when you first pulled it up, I thought, wait a minute, somebody's put a photograph in there, but it's not.
Yeah, no, it's not. But you see how the shading he spent shading that to look what it looks like in that wintry light. Mm-hmm. And it looks like that.
So Alan Sapp is from Saskatchewan a number of years ago. Luke Swenson.
Am I looking up him now?
Oh, if you want to, but I got a little.
How do you spell Swenson?
S-W-I-N-S-O-N. And it just says that he's an Anishinaabe illustrator, and he's a member of the Mississaugas of Scugog Island First Nation. He lives now in Kitchener, Ontario.
Yeah. Now, this is going back to what I was saying is what is more a traditional indigenous look.
Mm-hmm. It's not quite woodland.
No. Yeah. No, it's not quite woodland. But you understand what I mean is that it's more symbolic, really, of
Energy lines.
Yeah, symbolic. There's energy there. In this one, kind of like a peacefulness. There's birds, cardinal. Mm-hmm. That one's nice too. Yeah, these are nice as well.
So that's Luke Swenson. And Alan Sapp was the other one I mentioned. I was one quick book. I don't think it's going to be quick. Look how thick it is. This one only has, it's okay. It's only 349 pages long. Katrina Vermette. Have you read any of Katrina's work? No, I've read about five of her books and a couple novels, one nonfiction, and she did a graphic novel, Echo, I think it is. The character is Echo. But this one is a novel, and it's called The Strangers. And I thought, wow, that's kind of neat. But I love the artwork on it, and this is a different kind of artwork on the cover.
Oh, yeah, that's beadwork.
Yeah, and Katrina Vermette, I believe, is from out west as well. Yeah, Red Deer.
Mm-hmm.
So she's from Treaty One as well. Who knew that? Treaty One territory, Winnipeg, Manitoba. And her first book was North End Love Songs, and she won the 2013 Governor General's Award for Poetry.
Oh, yeah.
And you know who brought that to us to read? Our favorite co-host.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Rachel.
Our favorite co-host.
Yeah, she came in and brought us.
She looks awfully familiar. This Katrina Vermette. I may have met her someplace in the travels. She of course wasn't Katrina Vermette then.
No.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. She wasn't the specialist. Anyway, I started to. To read this book, just sort of get a feel for it. And, you know, the fact that it's called The Strangers, you know, in light of some of the other books that she wrote. This one is literally the people, and their last name is Stranger.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
So these are her books.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't going to go into those.
Oh, did you want me to read the thing, The Strangers, or no?
No.
Okay. Good.
No. I was just bringing them to you because over the next month or so, I'm going to have a couple of book reviews.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. My favorite, treaty words.
Oh, yeah?
For as long as the rivers flow.
Nice.
Yeah, because you don't even have to read the words.
Okay.
You can read the pictures.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, because there's a story in this with the pictures. And enemy craft is also put in Anishinaabe language throughout. But no glossary at the end. So you have to figure out what it is, you know, or at least try to figure it out. So that's what I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have fun looking up artwork, right?
Yeah.
So I have a song set up for you. DJ Shub, if you don't mind. And it's an all-instrumental one. And these songs will go with your work with Alan Sapp there as you keep going to read. Oh, you're at the Alan Sapp Gallery. Good. That is a lovely spot to go to, Alan Sapp Gallery. And it has a section in there for teachers or artists and people who go and do teaching because they've done it based on Alan Sapp's art. So it'll give you a way to do it. All right. Song, DJ Shub. And this is, it's also got a group called Snotty Nose Rez Kids in it.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's called War Club.
As the cooler weather sets in the Kingston area, CFRC and KPP concerts are turning up the heat with a stacked fall lineup. On October 10th, check out Shania Twink, followed by the Arrogant Worms on October 11th at Broom Factory. Sloan hits the Ale House on October 18th, and folks can catch the Grapes of Wrath on October 22nd, Crywank on November 1st, and Georgia Harmer on November 8th at the Broom. Billy Pfaffel, Guy Davis, and Rhea May are also playing at the Broom on November 12th, 15th, and 16th, respectively. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy. A watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
People think there's only a few Indians left. There's millions of them in the whole continent of America, which includes South America. And one day they're going to be asking for their rights. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't standing next to the black people too. So it's either give now or die later.
Time for you to lock in. Freedom's why we rockin'. Walking and we blockin'. Enough with all the talking. Time for you to hop in. Got the people watching. Stopping and we stomping with knowledge that we dropping. Dismantle institutions. Mishandle distribution. Systemic contributions to those in prosecutions. Media illusions. Weakening solutions. They carry racial bias just like the Constitution. This evil ain't a friend of me. I'll break who you send to me. Working with the government. You're working with the enemy. The eagle gives me energy to wake up my integrity. Abolish any governance while breaking their supremacy. Forget about the laws when you're standing for the cause. We're fighting for our lives and the ones that we have lost. This is for my chalk, written on sidewalks. Listen to my talk, this is for my part. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The retribution's in our minds. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The revolution's on the rise. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The retribution's in our minds. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The revolution's on the rise.
Does my presence make them tremble? Why they keep on staring? Don't care about discomfort, the Kens and the Karens. Think of where they settled, think about the parents. Complicit in behaviors with the privilege they inherit. Need to break the cycle, need to take a stand. Need to check your friends, start to look within. Need to be the idol, be the helping hand. Need you to defend the people being hit. Walking down the city blocks, assaulted by the city cops. See them acting gritty, watch, never trust the city's ops. Plenty time to rethink, defund the precinct. Every time that we blink, we run to be brick. The empty apologies, lack of restitution. Listen to our
Well, that was Cody Coyote, Sean.
Is that who that was?
Yeah.
I thought it was the Snotty Nose Res Kids.
They were on with DJ Shub
before. Oh, they were before.
Yeah. Lots of things happening around Queens campus.
Yeah, there is, yeah. Doug. Guess what?
What's that?
Down there at that Health Sciences building, the Tatum?
Yes.
Tatham?
Tatum?
Tatum Henderson Lecture.
Oh, right.
Series 2025. And there is a storied life of woven threads.
Okay, that's good.
A two-spirit indigenous pharmacist path to better health care.
The path to better health care.
Apparently.
Okay, that's what I'm going for. I'm going to be there tomorrow, yeah.
Do you need better health care, Doug?
No, I'm just curious to find out what they what
All
ideas
right.
could be.
So that's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, the 8th?
That's right.
All right. At 6 p.m. It's followed by a reception.
Oh,
that's why you're going, right? followed by a reception, mm-hmm. so you can have probably finger foods and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And at the School of Medicine. Wait a minute.
Yep. That's just over past the Life Sciences building. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Almost down to Botherell Hall.
Life Sciences is where that coffee place is?
That's the one, yeah. And it's the next building is
All
the
right.
medical building.
Anyways, apparently the speaker is Jairus.
Jairus.
What do you mean, Jairus?
Mm-hmm.
There's no Y there. It's a J.
Okay.
Jairus Swidrovich.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the guy?
Mm-hmm.
This guy?
That's right. He's going to be here tomorrow on Queens campus. So I hope we get a chance to interview him.
I'm sure you will. Mm-hmm. He looks like a guy that likes to talk.
Oh, good. That's like the folks we're going to have on next hour.
Oh, yeah?
They like to talk too? Traveling from Attawapiskat.
No way.
Yeah, remember on the 30th.
Yeah, I...
They were here, chatted with people, and then I asked if we could do an interview, and yeah. And they came into our big studio there.
So, yeah, we can too.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that.
Yeah.
If you like.
2 hours.
2 whole hours?
2 hours.
Nice.
4 people.
Good for them.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I just kept the recording going.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, just turned on the recorder and the mic's all live and there we went in the studio. But I learned a lot, you know, and each person had a different focus to share. And so we had the elder, we had a politician, and then we had a lawyer, and we had one of the youth group.
Cool.
So, and today it's the youth. The youth get their voice today, and we're going to be sharing that near the end of the second hour.
Nice.
So probably around 7:20 or something that we'll get it on. So, yeah, that's, like you said, interviewing people is a lot of fun. And if folks want to be part of Aboriginal Voices, all they have to do is send us an email.
Yeah, sometimes it isn't fun.
What's the email address? Aboriginal Voices.
Aboriginal Voices at CFRC.ca.
I love it.
I don't know.
Or you could call it the station.
Oh, yeah, you could call the station. Call the station. Call Dinah.
No, Jesse Bell is our program director.
Call Jesse?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if they call Dinah?
Dinah's the station manager.
She'll just pass it on to Jesse.
Yeah.
Jesse, these people want to talk to you.
Yeah. Anyway, it'd be kind of fun. If you have events happening in your community and want to share Indigenous storytelling, authors coming in, speakers of any nature, we'd love to have you come along. And around campus, there's a lot of activity going on. Next week, the campus will be a little quieter because
it's
reading week.
Was last week that orange shirt thing?
30th of September.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
All right.
I wore an orange shirt here.
I did. I just for the folks at home.
Oh, okay.
No, it's right here, the orange shirt thing. Let's see what else. Yeah, we probably don't want to talk about that one. This one here.
Well, there's something we could talk about.
No, right here we can talk about this. Iced tea to include First Nations.
Back up. Ice-tea. What do you mean by that?
I think that's the wrapper turned, actor? You know, he was in XXX, no, too.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He was in
about.
The second one. He's Ice-tea.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the same one. Anyways, he was also maybe in that, let's see. Oh, you know what? My face is red.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Ice-tea the rapper. It's the Island Coastal Economic Trust. I think it'd been better if it was the actual rapper.
Oh, okay.
Slash actor.
Yeah. So Ice-tea. What is it again?
The Island Coastal Economic Trust. You throw the letters of each one of those things together.
Right. You get iced
and
tea.
And you get the iced tea.
Oh, I see. And this is from Western Canada then?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
They don't get the joke, maybe?
They don't have much ice at all.
Hey, you know, we'll call it iced tea.
Well, you know, but, that's what came to mind.
You know, there's like this other guy named Iced Tea.
Uh-huh.
Maybe there'll be some confusion.
No. I was thinking you were talking about iced tea. So you brew your tea and
then you make
it icy.
Doug,
with lemon
Doug,
in it.
Don't confuse it even more.
Okay. Go for it.
So apparently they're expanding to include First Nations. Okay. The trust has was started by the BC government back in 2005. So it took them 20 years to include First Nations. With $50 million in seed money to strategically invest in economic diversification across Vancouver Island and the Sunshine Coast. Isn't there like a lot of First Nations out there?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it like 20 years later? Oh, you know what? We could maybe include those guys.
I don't know.
Like it occurred to them. Like they were driving around one day and they seen like a, you know, whatever res sign. Anyways, they says the ACRD chair, chief counselor and Ice-T vice chair, John Jack, said including First Nations in area economic development is vital. Vital, Doug.
Yes. Well,
20 years ago, maybe not that vital. Now,
30
vital.
Years ago, RCAP.
We're 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You Indigenous, you do. Well, we don't care what you do.
Right. And now?
Now
they want to care.
We have buy-in from all First Nations that we've spoken to. He says there's a broad level of support, not only with Indigenous communities, but with local governments as well. Mm. And so we feel this is the right time to not only expand our investment in the Island Coastal Economic Trust, a.k.a. Ice-tea,
yes.
Which is important, but also expand the governance of the trust to allow First Nations direct input. Ooh, so they get to speak at this thing too. They get like a seat at the table and also a bit of a vote, I guess.
Oh, good. Yeah.
This year, Ice-T has invested $2.1 million to spark $22.9 million in major projects. Wait a minute. How did they do that?
Good question.
$2.1 million to spark $22.9 million. They made it bigger somehow.
They did.
Maybe these Ice-T people do know what they're talking about.
They must know what they're doing.
Yeah. Port Alberni, they recently invested $30,000 towards redevelopment of the Cloutis Haven Marina with investment from the city and, other First Nations this year have approved $50,000 towards the Old Growth Trail. Ooh, that sounds nice.
Now, there's one for us to
The
go
Old
on.
Growth Trail.
Yeah.
Cool. Trail in Bamfield. I'm going to look that up after, you know.
Well, that's up the Port
You've
Alberni.
You've probably been there,
No,
haven't
I
you?
Haven't been
You've
to that
You've probably been
that's
there.
Why
You've
I
walked
said,
around in the
go.
Old growth and said, oh, look.
Old trees.
Look at old trees. You know, these trees have been here since, way before you
I
were
did
born.
That, I did that in Alaska. And northern BC,
yeah.
But not near Port Alberni. But, you know, they're more like a rainforest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so they're even going to be bigger than the trees that I walked through.
So it's a rainforest as in
it
rains all the time?
It rains a lot, yeah. Hmm. And the trees like it, unlike the trees around our area.
Well, they got a drink today.
They did, yeah.
They should quit complaining. This is the way it's going to be.
Okay.
All summer, no drink.
Oh, my goodness.
Fall, a couple of weeks into fall, you get a sip. anyways, this year they approved $50,000. Oh, yeah, towards that old girl thing. And that's about it, Doug. There's a whole bunch of other stuff here, but...
But?
I don't want to read anymore.
Oh, okay. No, that's good. I think that was probably a lot of fun for those people putting
together. In the past 19 years, Ice-T has invested more than $67 million into the community.
Wow.
Economic development initiatives that have attracted $370 million in new investment into the regional economy. That was nice of
Where
him.
Where did they get the money?
I don't know.
They have their own printer.
It was never mind.
No, but that's amazing when that community can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, up here, $2.1 million to turn into $22 million.
But they invested that money, say, in you, and you spend time putting together your artwork.
Mine.
And you do art and you sell
it.
And
you sell it for $22 million.
Well, no, because they said there were projects, so they don't give $22 million to one group. They give it, spread it out. And so you might have a snowshoe maker who does things and people who do their art.
Maybe a couple of bucks to make snowshoes.
Yeah.
And then after that, you take those snowshoes.
And you sell them.
You sell them for $50,000.
Yeah. Or somebody doing website activities where it constantly generates.
All right.
Okay.
What else? I'll go with you on that one.
Or someone who puts up a cafe.
Oh, a cafe would be nice.
Yeah.
Right there in the old growth forest.
Wait a sec.
What?
You're going to have power?
You're going to walk
You're gonna
a little
bit. You're going to bring power into the forest?
You cut down some of those trees, and then you can make a fire.
They might have fun listening to your presentation.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you one thing about the
there
money.
There you go. That guy's thinking.
You're on your own.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Oh, sure they would.
I'm just saying that maybe...
You need a road to drive your car.
You're walking a ways, and you think, gosh, maybe I should have a drink. Mm-hmm. And then right there, there's a cafe.
There's a coffee shop.
Cafe.
Cafe bakery.
Bakery.
And they make their own
Run
jams.
Run it all off of solar power.
Yeah, the solar power. Yeah, it's all wet. All those trees. They're taking in the solar energy, and then you use it to fuel their stove.
In the government, there would be somebody who's like, "Well, that sounds like a great idea. We just put the solar power panels out there.
Yeah,
it'll be awesome.
Just above the trees.
It'd be like
on the ground,
ground level, the ground level kind." Yeah.
You know what?
And you know,
they got a Department of Engineering here.
They would get funded. It would definitely. We should put it in. We'll put it in, and they'll be like, "Oh, okay, sure."
Okay. Now, when we go to the presentation, can you do it without it with a straight face? No.
If there's 22 million in it, yeah.
you're kind of funny tonight.
I had tea.
Oh. All right, we need to go to some music. I have Willie Thrasher ready to go, and you know this you just proved that this song is going to be important, because this song is called "Wolves Don't Play by the Rules."
Thank you. try to take you higher.
That was Asiva with Love Song. It's she's Inuit with throat singing. And before that, Willie Thrasher from the far north as well. He did one called We Got to Take You Higher. And before that, Wolves Don't Play by the Rules. How's that sound to you?
Sounds pretty good.
Lots of good music. And we really appreciate the folks sending us their requests also. But one of the things that came in last week was, hey, Sean.
What's that?
All those trails you go on.
All my trails?
Yeah. Are you making
happy trails?
Yeah, well, no, they didn't ask you to sing.
that's all right.
Only I never thought of that happening. One of the things, though, was that are you making a book?
No.
Are you doing
Why would I do that?
Well, the sites on the trail. Tracks. Trails.
All up here.
Oh, okay. Well, the reason is that, you know, we've seen so many changes this fall, and it seems to happen so fast that I did some research and I found Ontario Parks have a map, an interactive map. And you've got it up here on your screen, but it's called Fall Color.
Yeah, it is. It's called Fall Color, and they got leaves. So if you are interested in such endeavors, you can click on one of these guys.
But they have it by region, by color.
Yeah, region and by color.
And that's it appears the intensity.
That, there's intensity and whatnot there.
So just tell us what it...
What do you mean, tell you what? Why didn't you do this?
No, you're
the leaf. The color of the leaf icon is representative of each specific park, and its color report. So there you go.
So click on one of them and see what you get.
I was gonna.
Oh, okay, but I got in the way. Sorry.
Yeah. Now you want me to tell you about something else? Oh, right here, Charbert Lake.
There you go.
So it says here that 6% of the leaves have changed.
60%.
That's what it says.
Oh, okay.
Color change.
No, not 6%.
No, that's 60.
Okay.
Right?
You got the map in front of you.
To me, it's a 60.
Okay, good. 60%.
So I'm going to go over here to this one, yellow. 20% color change. So if you're, which doesn't really make a whole lot of sense there. Where on the same that? Line. Petroglyphs. Oh, Peterborough area.
Yeah, that's odd because it's been colder there.
Yeah, but in 50% in the Mark S. Burnham, whatever that is.
Yeah, but go back to Charbert Lake for a second. But,
oh, right.
Yeah, because there's another
Silver
number
Lake,
there.
Charbert Lake, yeah, leaf fall is 50%.
The leaf fall. And so I was wondering if this will show us, go straight down that line down towards Kingston, Charbert Lake, nothing. And then Bon Echo.
Frontenac, it says 60% and 50% leaf fall.
Okay, and then down there.
Charleston Lake, but there isn't anything more.
Down here.
Well, that ain't near Kingston.
No, but that near Napanee and Deseronto.
It's more like in the Picton area.
Oh, is it?
Prince Edward.
Mm. Oh, right. These are provincial.
Sandbank has no leaves.
None at all?
Oh, yeah. 0% leaf fall.
Okay, that's
so
just
they got all their leaves.
So all their leaves are still in. How much percent of the color change?
Apparently 30%.
Okay. So the difference.
Now they're closer to the water.
Now go north of Sherbet Lake. So you got to go.
But why?
Well, I just want you to go
there
north.
There is nothing.
Over here.
That far?
Yeah. Yeah, you're into it.
Okay, that's Lake St. Peter.
Mm-hmm. That's on your way up to Bancroft.
90% color change.
And how much fall?
40%. So.
Okay.
There you go.
So that would be a beautiful drive.
Would it?
Yeah. So it only takes you 2 hours, 2.5 hours to Bancroft and, you know, and then on up.
All right.
So I really like this website. It's interactive as you're doing there. You're going through. But what I also found is that I started looking and wondering, is it the color, like you said, of yellow or greeny yellow or
yeah, they're all
orange,
different colors.
Yeah. I wonder if that has to do with the type of trees that are around.
Possibly.
Okay, so I did some research on that, and from this website, you could actually go and see. But then if you scroll and go back away so you get smaller on your screen, the other way. No, yeah, that's it.
You want me to zoom out?
Out, there you go. There. Now not that far. Whoa. Because you can see that there are different regions.
Yeah, lots of them, but they don't mention anything on them ones. Or do you have to click on? No,
it's just these. This is the Ontario Parks.
I don't know what data
they get because, you know, the Lake, for example.
A lot of them don't even have. Like, they don't have anything here of, Algonquin Park.
Oh, yeah, they do all across.
Where? Yeah, I'm lost now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this group right there. Yeah. Click in there.
Oh, there it is there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
100% color change.
Yeah. Anyway.
All done. 40% left. No.
So this is looking for ideas for people to get out and go do things with their families, with young kids, teens, older kids, you know, grandparents. Then, you know, because the question that you talk about hiking places, some of them you really had lots of really good stories for people.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I think we should collect.